Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number two of our first series of Smart Freight podcasts. I'm your host, Tess Jones, European Channel Manager of Smart Freight. I'm really excited to welcome Alex Huntley, the Strategic Seller Manager for OnBuy, who's joining me on today's session. And during today's talk, we'll be discussing marketplaces and how they can be a great platform for businesses as an additional tool to live alongside their e-commerce platform, and how shipping can play a vital role when selling on the market. So without further ado, hi Alex and welcome to the show.
Hi Natasha, thanks for having me.
No problem at all, how are you keeping?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Cool, Alex, so you've been with OnBuy for some time now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about sort of your journey with OnBuy and maybe something about yourself as well?
Yeah, of course. So I joined the company, I believe it was at the end of 2016, so it's coming up to 4 years now, from the humble beginnings to now sort of where we are today. And I guess the interesting thing about me is I play ice hockey and have done since I was five, so a little bit different. But yeah, that's me.
That's very cool. That's very different. How did you get into ice hockey, can I ask?
Yeah, so my oldest brother started playing when he was younger, and then my sister did, and then my other brother did, and I followed suit and have never stopped.
Oh, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, onto today's topic, obviously, OnBuy is a very successful marketplace. And, I mean, marketplaces have become increasingly popular since sort of, you know, the very start when Amazon first appeared, you know, like 15 years ago. I think the consumer market is widely using marketplaces, maybe more than e-commerce. I mean, why do you think we're seeing such a rise in sort of new marketplaces and just use of marketplaces as a rule?
Yeah, sure. I think marketplaces have is sort of ever increasing in terms of, you know, their customer base. I mean, you know, you take the likes of Amazon, and, you know, consumers are able to have one platform there where they're able to browse products. They can look at reviews. They're able to sort of look at shipping and how long things are going to take to get to them. And obviously they're there able to compare products and have pages of it, and it's convenient, it's easy, and yeah, you know, time is everything.
Yeah, no, definitely. Is that, do you think it's a case of sort of consumers wanting things like yesterday, as opposed to people being slightly more patient like they may have been in the past, or?
Yeah, definitely. I think customers' delivery expectations are an all-time high, if I'm honest with you, which is spurred largely by Amazon's offering of, you know, Prime and next day delivery being offered by more and more retailers. So yeah, quick delivery options is now really an ultimate in deciding factor of purchases for consumers.
Definitely. And why do you think marketplaces have become increasingly popular with sellers? And any idea sort of what's driving people that way at all? Or?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, with sellers, marketplaces, you know, they have, there's loads of factors here, to be honest with you. It could go on forever. But, you know, marketplaces have an established customer base. So, you know, sellers don't have to worry about, you know, building up their own customer base, don't have to worry about building up their own customer base, and, you know, they get instant access to millions of customers, and it's also often cheaper as well for them to obviously get on board a marketplace, reach millions of new consumers with sort of fixed selling fees, so they know where they stand, you know, which is quite a bit different than having to maintain your own website and do your own marketing, which can obviously have quite a build up of costs as it goes on.
Absolutely. Which leads me on to my next question really nicely, actually, is, you know, traditionally businesses have had their own e-commerce platforms where they built their own websites and tried to drive business to it. I mean, as you've mentioned there, marketplaces can be a great way for sellers to get to market, you know, without all of that hassle. Have you noticed sort of some of the sellers or retailers that you guys have been working with over the past number of years? Are people maybe leaning more towards marketplaces and thinking about dropping e-commerce altogether? Or do you think people want the two running in tandem? What's been your experience with the people you deal with?
Yeah, of course. We're seeing more and more retailers and brands as well wanting to diversify onto multiple marketplaces. I mean, I guess from a seller perspective, why keep all your eggs in one basket when you can sell across multiple marketplaces along with your sort of e-commerce website? I mean, ultimately, we always advise sellers should do both. You know, they should tap into as many customers as possible to benefit their business. I mean, marketplaces are usually a safer option for newer sellers, which perhaps, you know, looking to test or break into the market with a new product. So yeah, that's sort of my food for thought there.
Okay, that's really interesting. I mean, with you guys having 5,000 odd sellers on your platform, you obviously know what you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's the same for brands. I mean, we're seeing, especially through the likes of COVID, they're also looking for alternative routes where, you know, typically they're used to selling to bricks and mortar stores or to resellers. They're finding themselves in quite a unique situation where they want to, you know, ensure they have strong brand awareness via marketplaces and, you know, to ensure a constant flow of orders. And, you know, naturally, as these brands start to work D2C and you get their product ranges on and more competitive pricing, then, you know, it starts to attract new customers and ones that may have not ever purchased through a marketplace before.
No, definitely. I think sort of spreading the risk and having your product, you know, your product needs to be where people are looking for it. Essentially, and I think marketplaces have become massively the go-to place to buy things now.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, naturally marketplaces want you to, you know, want you to succeed, so, you know, they also offer support teams, account managers, you know, help guides to ensure that you can make the most of selling with them. Obviously, there are other marketplaces out there which are sellers themselves or hold their own stock, in which case it's not so much of an interest. I mean, with us, it is, you know, we're an inventory-free marketplace and it's in our interest to gain our sellers' sales. And, you know, that's where all of our efforts go.
Fantastic. And I mean, I didn't really want to talk about Amazon, eBay too much, but I will. Yeah. I mean, they're giants when it comes to marketplace. They have been around for a long time, and the household names, everybody knows them. But I mean, over even just the last few years, we're really seeing some new key marketplaces coming to light, like OnBuy, for instance, making some serious waves. Yeah. And I think from a seller point of view, you know, lots of sellers selling now on all these different places. I mean, can you share some insight as to why sort of, you know, Amazon and eBay are no longer the only source of marketplace for businesses?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, different marketplaces attract different customers. I mean, people choose to shop with us, you know, because we have competitive fees, which obviously relates to competitive prices for our buyers. And, you know, for us, it's because we're a UK-based company here and, you know, pay our fair share of taxes. But, you know, buyers and sellers are both actively looking for alternative marketplaces. And here in the UK, it's always very much been, you know, the top Amazon and eBay have been the ones. You've got other niche marketplaces which specialize in handmade goods or whatever it may be, which, you know, also take up a large chunk of e-commerce here in the UK. But, you know, in other European countries, I'll use France as an example, you know, they've got Pricemonster, FNAC, Cdiscount, Amazon, and eBay. You know, they're all key marketplaces that take up a massive portion of their e-commerce. And I mean, here in the UK, we really just have the two. So obviously this is where we come in and try and offer, you know, our services to both buyer and sellers in the best way that we can.
Awesome. That's really cool to hear. And we did touch on delivery sort of slightly. Now shipping is a big part of online strategy. So, I mean, just to be interesting to hear from your experience of consumers, but also, I guess, of sellers as well, what people's expectations are around shipping now when it comes to sort of selling online.
Yeah, so obviously I touched on that at the start. So, you know, everyone wants it yesterday, exactly what you said. And, you know, keeping up with that demand can obviously be difficult. But, you know, sellers are out there trying to find a way to make this happen and to get orders out to customers as soon as they can. You know, you're seeing customers pay more to get items quicker. Marketplaces are now introducing metrics and power seller statuses to encourage sellers to offer better services and, you know, ensure that items are arriving on time. And not to mention seller reviews, where, you know, negative reviews can be damaging. So this obviously means that sellers have to use services which allows them to offer these options to the customer, you know, whilst balancing service and cost. And I guess this is where Smart Freight comes in. So obviously sellers need clever shipping solutions like yourselves. So, you know, for us to partner with yourselves was a no-brainer for us. But, you know, you're able to introduce systems to give sellers more visibility. And I guess for sellers, it's not just a case of sending out an order and, you know, that being it. It's, you know, it's their responsibility to make sure that the item arrives to the customer. And with the tools that, you know, Smart Freight have, sellers can be proactive and they can track items with visibility and any delivery issues, whether that be damaged on transit or undelivered addresses. You know, it reduces issues and improves the selling metrics and reviews, which obviously then helps get the seller more sales, you know, with better metrics on their account. Also something that was pointed out here is the whole consolidating on shipments as well, and, you know, checking invoices from couriers to ensure that there, you know, there are no incorrect or unexpected charges, which saves hours of time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're completely on the money there. I mean, one of the main aims that we look to offer merchants or sellers or marketplaces or indeed even on e-commerce is to really help keep that customer journey and experience really consistent to ensure that businesses are able to, you know, obtain that return business or repeat business, should I say, you know, for the customer to get a good experience with your brand. So, and of course, you know, it's the speed of everything as well. And Alex, I understand OnBuy is also available on a number of different order management platforms as well. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So we're building up partnerships and integrations all the time, not just here, but obviously then when we expand globally as well. So we're always looking to, you know, there's a lot of times where sellers, you know, they know what they want and, you know, they won't join the marketplace without it. So, yeah, definitely always on the lookout to, you know, form new partnerships just like this.
Awesome. No, that sounds really cool. I mean, Alex, I think it's only fair to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about OnBuy and maybe why they should consider listing on your platform if they're not doing so already.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the numbers speak for itself. We've been growing very, very fast and, you know, seen 12 times growth in the last 6 months. As I've touched on here, we're, you know, we're fair and transparent marketplace. We don't compete with our sellers and all of our interests in terms of marketing are for our sellers. We are attracting some of the UK and Europe's top retailers and brands that are now selling through us and putting their faith in us. And, you know, we don't have the products that we can't sell the products that we don't have. So, you know, if there's sellers out there with products that can populate our marketplace, we'll do the rest to increase your sales.
Fantastic. So as Alex mentioned during today's session, Smart Freight and OnBuy are in partnership. And if you wanted to get in touch with Alex to talk about listing on their platform, you can reach them on www.onbuy.com. So Alex, thank you so much for joining us on today's session. It's been really interesting hearing all about what's been going on in the e-commerce space, especially around marketplaces. And it's been really good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Tasha. I really appreciate being able to do this. And looking forward to the future.